Hey, we are learning Masechta Sivamis. We're starting new Masechta. We're starting Daf Beis from the Mishnah. So we spoke out yesterday that there's a mitzvah called Yibum, that if there's someone who dies without children and he has brothers, so it's a mitzvah for his brothers to marry the deceased wife. The person who died, his wife, it's a mitzvah for one of the brothers to do Yibum. It means to marry his wife. This halacha, this halacha is only by a brother from the father. At least from the father, the father and the mother, but if a brother from the mother, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. And not only that, if there's no mitzvah of Yibum, there's an Isser Arayas.
How could be brother from mother?
How could be a brother from the mother?
Not from the same father.
Brother just from the mother, not from the same father, Allah has no mitzvah of Yibum. Not only is no mitzvah of Yibum, there's an Isser Arayas for that. It's called Eishes Ach. Your brother's wife is Asa to you. Without a mitzvah of Yibum, it's Isser Karas to marry your brother's wife. And the mitzvah Yibum supersedes this Isser of Eishes Ach. And it's really a shaila in the lumdus. If it works, it's a dechuya or a hutra. That's the shaila. If it makes a mutter or if it just a doicha, the Isser lav. It's a shaila.
It's the same mother.
Huh?
Because it's the same mother.
No, the father, if it's right, yeah. If it's just if not a brother from the father, only a brother from the mother, only brother from the mother, the lach is that's no Yibum, and then it's Isser Eishes Ach. When there's a brother, a brother from the father and mother, a real brother, the wife is also for Isser Eishes Ach. That means, if they have children, Isser. Now, without children, the mitzvah Yibum supersedes the Isser of Eishes Ach. So that's the halacha of Yibum. Now, if someone does not want to do Yibum, he does Chalitza. That means she is also, if her husband dies without children, then she is also to marry anyone until she gets Yibum, she gets married to one of the brothers, or she does Chalitza to one of the brothers. If she does Chalitza to one of the brothers, then the halach is that she can marry out now because she has Chalitza. So either Yibum or Chalitza will make her mutter. Now our Mishnah is going to discuss cases where the lady who is falling to Yibum to the brother is a different Issa Arayas to that brother. And the Mishnah will give different examples. So let's start the Mishnah. Chomesh Esrei Noshim, there are 15 different Noshim, which are Arayas, different Issa Erva, that Poitrois Tsarasim, Vitzara Tsarasim, and Achalitzin Reibum at Seifa Oilam. And the Mishnah skips one step. It's Potter Beibum. Now it's Potter Beibum, the Tsara is Potter. Tsara means that if someone has two wives, so for all the examples we give, Reuven would be the one who dies. The brothers are Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Reuven is always be the one that dies when we speak out a case. Reuven is the one who dies. So now Reuven, let's say, has two wives. He has two wives, you know, Rachel and Leah. One of them is an erva to one of the brothers, one of them is not. The other one is called the tzara. So not only is the one who's the erva usher, even the other one is Potter B'Yibim as well. And we'll see what Tzara Tzara Seim means as well as we learn the Mishnah. So Tzara Seim, Tzara Tzara Seim, Min Chalitza, Min Yibon, Ad Seif Olam. It's also forever.
They're Tzara to each other.
They are Tzara to each other. The Tzara means that the two wives, they call it Tzara. Then the Chiddush is, even though the other one is not an Erva, still that other one is Aser to, the Shishimin, to Shimon, to the one of the brothers. Well, each case will explain exactly what that means. Mechlitzim la'im atzayif ha'olam. Ve'elohein. These are the 15 arayas that are pater b'yibim, and not only pater b'yibim, they're aser b'yibim, and not only that, they pater their tzara as well. Ve'elohein. These are the 15 cases. The first case is bitay, which means a very simple case. We have Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven is the one who's going to die. Reuven marries Shimon's daughter. He marries his niece. He's allowed to marry his niece. He marries Shimon's daughter. So Shimon's daughter is Reuven's wife. And Reuven, not only did he marry his niece, he married someone else also. He married two people. He married the niece, which was, let's say, Rachel. And he married Leah, who is not related to anyone. Leah. And then Reuven dies without children. So now, Rachel, who is Shimon's daughter, needs Yibum. Rachel and Leah both need Yibum. And Shimon is Rachel's father. So there can't be Yibum for that. So therefore, there's the Nalal Yibum, so it's part of Yibum. Not only that, part of Yibum, Leah becomes part of Yibum also. Leah is not related to Shimon, but Leah is a tzara of Rachel. And it's learned that from a pasuk that it patters the tzara also. If one of the two is a erva, it patters the tzara as well. So that means Rachel and Leah both are patur. Rachel because she's a daughter of Shimon, she's also the Shimon, and Leah because she is a tzara of Rachel, and that patters the tzara. A case of tzara would mean, let's say there's a third brother, Levi. It's Reuben, Shimon, Levi. Levi is chayiv and yibum because that's not his daughter. Rachel, none of them are his daughter. So Levi, let's say, would not marry Rachel, let's say, in this yibum. He did yibum on Leah. And then Levi dies without children. Now, and Levi had two wives. Levi had Leah and Billa. So now, both Leah and Billa, both are also tzara. Because Leah, who wasn't a daughter, but she was tzara of Rachel by Reuben, now Leah became like Aser. And when they marry Levi, so now is Leah pater, because Leah was a tzara before, she paters her tzara, which is Bila. So that's tzara. So it means that when you have one of the, first the rise is bitai, and the pater is tzara and tzara. Ad oila means even if there's 10 brothers, and they keep on marrying the Yibam, and they keep on having another wife, it keeps it going like a domino effect, the asa tzara seyem at tzayfa oilam. So the first case is very simple, bitai. And the next two are very similar. Bitoy, which means Reuben married Shimon's daughter, or Reuben married Shimon's granddaughter through his daughter, or Bas Bitoy, and or Bas Benoy, or it means his granddaughter through his son, which means his son's daughter. So those three cases are all Aser. Now, we'll see more in the Gemara that when you say this Bitoy, or Bas Bitoy, Bas Benoy, it means Bitoy Ma'anu Sosoy, like Rashi speaks out. That means there's two ways for a person to be usher in his daughter. One is if it's his wife's daughter, and his wife, that's a lach of the pasuk that says, Eves isha bita lo sigala, a wife, a lady and her daughter. Eves isha bita lo sigala says that you can't marry a lady and her daughter. So anytime it's your wife's daughter, it's usher to you. That means, say, if you're married you're the one, you and your wife produced this daughter, or this daughter came with the wife before. Either way, it's Eves isha bita. There's another case that your daughter could be usher, even though it's not your wife's daughter. How is that? Bita manu sasa, it's called. If someone is ma'anis someone, is ma'anis a lady, and they have a baby, they're not married, that daughter is also usher to him. That's bita manu sasa. So these three things are bita manu sasa. It's a bita manu sasa, bita manu sasa, or bas b'noi manu sasa. That's the case over here. The next case is the more classic case. Bas ishtoi, ubas beno bas bita. It means again, Reuben married his niece, but it wasn't, let's say it was a step niece. It was the daughter of Shimon's wife, or the granddaughter of Shimon's wife through her son, or the granddaughter of Shimon's wife through her daughter. So another three cases of erva. Again, Reuben married his niece. The halacha is if Reuben dies, there's an erva, because Shimon cannot marry his erva. That means, again, just to speak this out, that even though Yibum comes as Mater Issacharus of Eishes Ach, but it's only Mater that is Eishes Ach, that's it. Any other erva, Yibum will not supersede. It only is Exeris Akosov that there's a thing called Yibum that's always the Eishes Ach. But any other erva will not be Mater. So here we have already the first six cases is Bitoi, Bas Bitoi, Bas Benoi, or Bas Ishtoi, Bas Benoi, Bas Bitoi. All these cases are a case where Reuven married his niece or his grandniece. You know, it means the enikel, the granddaughter of Shimon. All those cases are cases of erva. So that's the first six cases. The next three will also be similar. Instead of being going generation down, we'll go generations up. Chamoisoi ve'im chamoisoi ve'im chama. The case is like this. The way Rashi gives the case. The case is that Reuven, Shimon, first of all, Shimon did a shidduch with two people, Yitzchak and Rivka, the daughter of Yitzchak and Rivka. Shimon had a shver and shviger, Yitzchak and Rivka. Yitzchak passes away, his shver passed away, the choshev of shver passed away, Shimon's shver passed away. Reuven married, basically remarried, Rivka. So Shimon's shviger became his brother's wife. Very good case, right? Shimon has a shver, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yitzchak dies, Rivka's available now, Reuven marries Rivka. The halach is that Chamoisa is also forever. Your Shvig is also forever, even though it's a different husband, it's also. So now, Reuven is married to your Shvigger, to Shimon Shvigger. And then, Reuven dies without children. So the halacha is, that's a case where there's no Yibum, because that's an erva to Shimon. Shimon's a brother. Reuven died without children. And Reuven's wife was Shimon Shvigger, Chamoisa, his mother-in-law. So when Shimon,
Moisei also found that if this Chamoisei was not his Shimon's wife's mother,
how would it be his Chamoisei then?
This lady was married to her father.
This lady was married to her father. What?
Stepmother.
A stepmother.
Yeah, stepmother.
A stepmother is not a problem. No, his Shver's wife is not a problem. No. Dafka is, no, it has to be a real mother-in-law. His Shver's wife won't be a problem. It could be a Shnia, we'll have to see later on. It could be a Shnia, but that's not a drastic problem. Akaponim, so here, it's a Chamoise fell to him, and the Loch is Potter. Now his Potter is a Tzara as well. So that's Chamoise. Ve'im Chamoise, ve'im Chamov. And there's three cases of this. It goes up another generation. Let's say, the exact same case, Yitzchak and Rivka's mother was available, Rivka's mother, which means his like grandmother through marriage, and his brother Reuven married his grandmother through marriage, and then he died without children. So then that grandmother falls to Shimon again. It's a problem, or it's the father, mother of Yitzchak, the mother of Yitzchak, Keshver, also will be the same thing. Will be usher to him as Eim Chamav. So all those cases are usher. And actually, the makar for this is from the same pasuk of Eres Isha Obita. The reason why Nala marry your and also Bas Bina Bas Bita. The reason why Nala marry your Shviger or your grandmother through marriage, basically your Shver's mother or your mother-in-law's mother, is from the pasuk of Eres Isha Obita as Bas Bina as Bas Bita, all from that pasuk. Al Kaponim, the first 9 arayas of the Chomesh Hashin Oshim, the 15 Oshim, are all cases of daughters and granddaughters, or Shviger and the mother of a Shviger. So the first 3 are Bitoi, Bas Bita, Bas Bina. We said that's about Manu Sasai. Then Bas Ishtoi, Bas Bina, Bas Bita, that's your wife's, either from you or your wife's own daughter and granddaughter. And then Chamaisvim means your Shviger or your Shviger's mother or your Shver's mother, your father-in-law's mother. That's the first 9 cases of Arias. All these cases are Potter, but even they Potter Tzara as well. Case number 10, Achoisai. Another case is your sister. The Achoisai is your sister. And how is it possible? How is it possible that your brother is married to your sister? A brother is not married to your sister. It's a brother, it's a sister from your mother. That means Reuben and Shimon came from the same father. Reuben and Shimon were brothers from the same father, and Shimon had a different mother than Reuben. And there was another sister from the same mother. And Shimon had a sister from the mother. Reuben is not related to that sister. Reuben married Shimon's sister through the mother. And there was no problem. Reuben wasn't related to that sister. So Reuben married that sister, and now Reuben dies. So Shimon's sister fell to him. That's a erva, pashto case. Achoisoi me'imoi. Achoisoi me'imoi. That's one case. Also a similar case. He has mother, his mother's sister, his aunt, through his mother's side, that Reuben is not related to. Reuben married that sister, that aunt. It's not his aunt. And therefore now falls to Shimon. And Shimon can marry his aunt. V'achois ishtoi. So case number 12 is achois ishtoi. His wife's sister, which is very common. 2 brothers married 2 sisters. And now Reuben and Shimon married Rachel and Leah. And now Reuben died. Again, Reuben dies without children, and his wife's sister falls to him. You're now married 2 sisters. You're now married 2 sisters, so that's another case of an erva. It's another case of an erva. You're now married 2 sisters. And again, that also pater the Sarah. So that's a chos ishtoi. That was case number 12. Ve'eshes achiv mi'imai. Ve'eshes achiv mi'imai also is another aunt. It's his brother, his mother's brother's wife. It's an aunt also, only from his mother's side. His uncle from his mother's side's wife. And she married Reuven, and Reuven died. Again, he's not allowed to marry his aunt. And it's only his aunt, and not his brother's aunt. Ezra's uncle from Ima is his brother's wife. And if I spoke it, I said uncle. I said it wrong. But Ezra's uncle from Ima, his brother's wife, not his uncle. Ezra's uncle from Ima. He has a brother. It means it's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Levi is only a brother of Shimon, not a brother of Reuven, because from his Ima. From his mother. Levi's wife is also to Shimon. But Levi's wife, which is his brother's wife, his sister-in-law, is mutter to Reuven. So again, it's a sister-in-law here. Not his aunt, it's his sister-in-law. Eshes Achim Ima, his sister-in-law, is mutter to Reuven. And Reuven dies. Then the halacha is that it's also to him. Now you can ask me a kasha. L'chayra, one, it's Reuven's wife also. Still, Yibum comes as Mata Eshes Ach. So here, let it be Mata Eshes Ach also. It's the same shame Issa. It's the Issa Eshes Ach. Here, it's Levi's wife. That's why it's also to Shimon. It's only his brother from his mother. So only it's also to Shimon. But now, when Reuven talks about children, it's being Mata to Issa Eshes Ach. So let it be Mata to this Eshes Ach also. So that's Rav Nachum B'Tzavos has a very a good Sefer Yevamos, and he handles this on this Rashi. What's Pshan? He says Rashi coming to answer this question. So Rashi says Vasura Lo Yolamis. It's Oster forever. That's what Rashi says. It's Oster forever. And the Pshat is, what's the Pshat? He says the Eishes Achim Imai never has a heter. There's never Yibum by Eishes Achim Imai. Why? The halacha is that your brother from your mother and not from your father, that brother is never Yibum. So you never have a heter without Eishes Ach. Therefore, even though that woman goes ahead and marries Reuven, you won't have a heter that Eishes Ach, because it's a different type of Eishes Ach. That Eishes Ach Me'imoy never gets a heter of Yibum, and therefore we're not even in this case, because there's no Yibum by Imoy. Therefore, there's no heter on that Eishes Ach. That Rashi's lashon is Vasura Lo Elamis. That's also forever, that there's no heter. So that was case number 13, Eishes Ach Me'imoy. So in this group we had Achoyse Me'imoy, which means his sister from his mother's side, v'achoyz imay, his mother's sister, which is his aunt, v'achoyz ishtoy, his wife's sister, v'eishes achiv imay, his sister-in-law from his mother, his father, his brother from his mother, his wife. That's 13. Case number 14, v'eishes achiv shloya b'olamay. There's a halacha, in order to do yibum, you have to be alive in the same time as the brother who died. That means Reuven and Shimon. Reuven was married, so didn't have children. Shimon only was born after Reuven died. He's no Yibum. It's Aser V'Yibum. They have to be by Lomay together. That's the halacha. They have to be in the same world together. Learn from a pasuk that the Kiyeshu Achim Yachtov. They have to be together. That's lost in the pasuk in Kiyeshu Achim Yachtov Meis Echad Mehem Avein Ein Loy. Says they live together, and they don't live together at the same time. There's no din of Yibum. And the case of Rashi gives even like this. What happened was you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Okay, Reuven died. And Levi was alive, and Shimon wasn't born yet. And Shimon, let's say, Levi went ahead and married the Yibum, and then Levi died. It's still Aser to Shimon, even though Shimon was in the same lifetime as Levi. Why? Because it already became Aser from Reuven as Reuven's wife. Rashi always calls this Eishes Ach Sheyesh Lo Banim. Anytime there's an Iser of Yibum, it becomes like an Eishes Ach Sheyesh Lo Banim. It reverts back to the Issa Eishes Ach. If it even was also, it goes back to the classic Issa of Eishes Ach. And therefore here, Eishes Ach Sheyesh Lo Banim, once it's a situation of your brother's wife and there's no mitzvah Yibum, it becomes Usher forever, even though that another brother marries her. It will not help anything. So that's case number 14. Case number 15 is the Kalosoi, your daughter-in-law. That means you have a son who's married to a woman, and your son dies, and then that daughter-in-law marries your brother, marries Reuven, and Reuven dies, there's an Issa Yibum, because your daughter-in-law is Aser forever, even after her husband dies, even after your son dies. Even after the son dies, there's still Issa Kalasai. Harei Elu Paiter Tzaraseim, V'Tzara Tzaraseim, Menachalitza, U'mena Yibum, Atzai Pa'olam. These 15 Arayis patted themselves, patted their Tzara, patted their Tzara Tzaraseim, Menachalitza, U'mena Yibun, Ad Tzai Pa'olam, until forever, and we'll see more cases as we go ahead in the Mishnah.